So he remained on his own. He went about from place to place, and eventually he decided that he'd sit down and he'd meditate. He felt maybe this is the way of meditation. So eventually we are told he came to a very beautiful, a very pleasant spot in what is now Bihar, on the banks of a fresh running river, and he sat down in the shade of a great tree, and he made the resolution, I will not rise from this spot until I am enlightened. There's a very beautiful dramatic verse which is put into his lips by some of the early compilers, saying that flesh may wither away, blood may dry up, but until I gain enlightenment I shall not move from this seat. So day after day, night after night, he sat there, controlled, concentrated the mind, purified the mind, suppressed the hindrances, the defilements, and gradually, we are told, the light dawned. And on this Wesak night, the night of the full moon of May, just as the morning star was rising, just as he fixed his mind on that star, glittering near the horizon, full illumination, full enlightenment arose. Now it's obviously very difficult to describe this sort of state. We can say it's the plenitude of wisdom, or we can say that it's the fullness of compassion, we can say that it's seeing the truth face to face, but these are only words, they don't mean very much. So let us just leave it at that and say that at that moment the light dawned. And Siddhartha Gautama became the Buddha. And this was the great enlightenment. So in a sense, this was the end of his quest. He had become the Buddha, the one who knew. He'd found out the solution of the riddle of existence. He was enlightened, he was awake. So this was the end of his quest.